This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The chief of the Environmental Protection Agency told Congress in 2010, quote, "The science behind climate change is settled, and human activity is responsible for global warming," close quote. He sounded like he thought he was Moses coming down from the mountain to give us the final word on the future. However, a new book by Steve Gorham called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism says that the very nature of science is that nothing is ever settled, and new evidence must always be subjected to debate and peer review. Climatism is the word for the belief that man-made greenhouse gases are destroying Earth's climate. Climatists continue to claim that warming trends exist and that we humans are responsible for it. Scientific evidence shows that warming trends occur naturally. Climate change is real and continuous. Winter storms, summer heat, drought, hurricanes, tornadoes, and tsunamis are all blamed by these scientists on man's misuse of the planet. Extreme weather events are used to push expensive policies on the public. Freedom and capitalism are not compatible with the doctrine of environmental sustainability, which calls for these elites to direct the activities of mankind to preserve the planet. Government subsidies, tax breaks, and penalties have benefited some companies greatly, so that some in the scientific community have supported climatism. When scientists dispute man-made warming, attempts are made to keep them silent. One member of the American Physical Society said, "The global warming scam is the most successful pseudo-scientific fraud I have seen in my life as a physicist." To get the real side of the story, you can read Steve Gorham's provocative new book called The Mad, Mad, Mad World of Climatism.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Is global warming an imaginary threat? Is it authentic science or politics? Is it about the future of humanity or about money and power? At eagleforum.org, a blog with Phyllis Schlafly delivers the latest news and opinions. Add your comments to the Climate Change blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
August 22nd. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the stormy, stormy suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN is now associated with Cumulus Media Network Satellite Services, which provides a 24/7 satellite channel to RBN on XDS. Cumulus Media has supplied XDS receivers to over 4,000 stations, each of which now has the capability to broadcast any RBN program. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit Spingola.com. There you will see the names of every single guest that I have had on this program since 2010, as well as links to their websites. If you want to get a hold of any of those guests, future guests or past guests, just go to the website, spingola.com, and click on the radio schedule button. You will also see upcoming guests. On the 28th, I'm going to have Baby A's mother and Christina England talking about that tragic event. The first week in September is going to be Aspartame Awareness Week. Another site that I wish to call your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info, which was created by one of our wonderful listeners, for which I am very grateful. During the program, email your questions or comments to comment@Spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to Spingola.chatingo.com. We will take calls in the second hour after the first break, or I should say when we open the phone lines, and that will be in the second hour, at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Marilyn Magruder Barnwell. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com. The book is at wantarevelations.com/wanta-black-swan-white-hat. It will be linked, of course, on the radio schedule page. Marilyn Barnwell was president of the Magruder Agency, Inc., which was a bank financial consulting and profit analysis firm from 1979 through 1993. She is recognized as the guru of North American private banking, and Town & Country and Trust and Estates magazines referred to her as the guru. In the July 9, 1989 issue of Forbes, Barnwell was hailed as the dean of American private banking. She's written several books about private banking. One published by the American Bankers Association sold for 2 years at $5,000 per copy, $3,000 per copy to an ABA member. The book sold internationally through Lafferty Publications in London and Dublin at 1,300 British pounds sterling. That's a pretty expensive book. I became aware of Marilyn when she still writes for News with Views, as well as other on Line News Publications. Welcome to the program, Marilyn.
Well, good morning.
If I'd gone through all of your accomplishments, we would never have, I would never have said hello. We would have just taken up the whole program just talking about what you've done.
Well, and the past is prologue or something like that, isn't it? I'm not sure what the old saying is.
Well, this book, I have been following Leo Wanta, Ambassador Wanta, for some time. I get his emails probably for the last, 7 years or so.
Right.
And I thought, well, I'm just gonna talk to him although I receive his emails, I've sent him Christmas cards and that kind of thing via email. But I thought, I'd really like to talk to him. So I emailed him, and he then called me, and we had a wonderful chat, and then he called you, and we had a nice little three-way conversation. And so I'm delighted to have you on the program and to tell us about this book. And what's in it. And we can read, and the listeners can read it for free. They don't have to pay $5,000.
That's right. I mean, that book, by the way, sold only to bankers. It wasn't made available to the public. But the interesting thing to me about the book, or this process of publishing the book, is that it was published on the internet, and it was published one chapter at a time, Deanna. And that's never been done before. And I was absolutely amazed as we tracked on the internet the readership, that it was being read in 113 nations by over 60,000 people. Absolutely amazing results. And I was writing a book a week. The first edition of the book was called Americans Want to Be Free. And it was published by Terry Ombach and Paul Thompson on a web page they had and so on. Well, Lee's life, as we'll find as we discuss his history, is very, very complicated. Lee Wanta, you call him Leo, I call him Lee. Both are real. His birth certificate name is Lee. His baptism certificate name is Leo. In the intelligence world, he's known as Leo Wanta. He was President Ronald Reagan's personal intelligence coordinator. When you talk about him, you're talking about names like Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, George H.W. Bush, Vern Walters, Dick Cheney, Dan Quayle, Al Gore.
Well, I still like Leo. I do. In spite of the fact that he has been associated with some interesting people.
Very interesting people and a very interesting life. And that presented, as an author, to me, it presented a problem. How do you make all of the things this man has done, how do you make them believable? And the only way I could calculate to make them believable was to link, every time I would say he did this, I had to link a document to the book to prove what was being said was true. And that's why publishing it on the internet was absolutely the best way to do this, because when I say he brought down the Soviet ruble, here are the documents, here's the documentation, and basically this book took 5 years, 4 years of about 3 years of research and about 2 years of actual writing, and the providing the documents was key to the whole thing, to making it credible and believable.
And that's the reason that you did it online, so that these would all be linkable and executable files and documents, which is wonderful, and you could never have done that as a hard copy.
That's right. And the book will be published on Kindle. We're getting it ready to get on Kindle right now, and hopefully it will be there in about 2 weeks. And Kendall believes we'll be able to maintain the length in the book.
Right.
The only way I usually can do. Yeah, the only way I can do it in print is to put an index in there listing the various links. But there are hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents that verify what's being said. Because this man's life has been absolutely incredible. It goes beyond anything Ian Fleming ever wrote about James Bond, for sure.
Wow. All righty. We are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Marilyn Magruder Barnwall. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com, and the one with the book on it is wantarevelations.com, and you can click, go to that website and click and get the book. Correct?
Correct.
Yes. All righty. Well, whenever I've read anything about Mr. Wanta, Ambassador Wanta, I've always thought, oh my goodness, this story just seems so unbelievable that there's all of this money that was in his safekeeping. And I hope that in your book, and I know that you have, answered a lot of questions that a lot of people have who have read about him and wondered what happened to him and what he's doing and what he did. And so I think that this book is probably a great, well, as you say, want to revelations. So it probably will answer a lot of people's questions.
Well, I hope so. That was certainly my intention when I began. Interestingly, when I started writing about Lee Wanta, I had never heard of him. I created a character in a book, and that's how I met him. I was writing 2006, Deanna. I decided I needed to start writing something to help the American people understand what I saw coming, which was 2007 and the crash that followed. So I wrote a book called When the Swan's Neck Breaks. And about a third of the way through that book, I just had this compulsion to add a character to that book that I had no intention, really, and it wasn't in my plan. And that gentleman's name in the book was William Leonard. And the experiences, that character had a lot of the life experiences that Lee Wanta had, and I'd never heard of Lee Wanta at that time. And about 3 months after the book came out, somebody sent me an article about Ambassador Leo Wanta, and I almost fell over that I had unintentionally created this fictional character. And so that's how we met, actually, was because I found that, and then somebody sent me an email, and it had his an email address for Ambassador Leo Wanta on it, and I contacted him and said, are you for real?
Well, that's what people would ordinarily ask, because...
That's
well,
right.
Yes.
That's probably the question I get more often than any other, is this guy for real? And the answer to that question is very definitely he's for real. And the hardest part of writing a book about a secret agent, this was somebody, he didn't work for the FBI or the CIA or any of the other alphabet agencies. He worked directly for President Ronald Wilson Reagan. And yes, he is the $27.5 trillion man. He did create that fortune, the largest fortune ever created by a human being. This is the most important financial story of the 20th and the 21st century. It truly is. The difficulty, what I started to say is, the difficulty in writing about a secret agent like Lee Wanta or Leo Wanta is the fact that what he was doing is secret, and so it's very difficult to verify. So when you ask me the question, is he for real? Am I just doing this based on what Lee Wanta has told me? No, I've done a lot of research. I've got every court transcript, because he's been in court in Switzerland, in New York, in California, in Missouri, and in Wisconsin, particularly in Wisconsin.
Right.
Every court transcript. I've got information from the Reagan Library. I've got information from other newspaper articles from, way back to the Noriega, Panama situation that Lee Wanta was involved in. So I've researched to the degree it's possible to research.
And that's why it took you 5 years. I'm surprised that you could do it in 5 years.
Well, I used to say that writing a book is like having a baby, but I was never pregnant for 5 years before.
No.
And I got to tell you.
Oh, my goodness. Amazing. Well, what is your favorite chapter in the book? Do you have a favorite, or do you?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Nobody's ever asked me that. There are a variety. Well, there'd probably be three or four favorite chapters. One of my favorite chapters is chapter 6, because that's where I'm leading up to saying, okay, he was arrested in Lausanne, Switzerland, and I felt a need to somewhat humanize Lee. I think too many people who think about Lee Wanta and what happened to him think about the $27.5 trillion and they don't...
Where it went.
They don't... Well, they don't think of him as a human being. They don't think of him as a man with a wife and three children and what happened when his government literally stole this money from the American people, because $23 trillion of that $27.5 trillion belongs to the American people. We wouldn't have the financial situation that we have today if the government, if the rogues within government had not stolen, or agent provocateurs, as Lee calls them, hadn't stolen those funds.
Now, the list of people that you named before, are those people involved in that theft?
I believe so.
Yes, I believe Lee.
Lee refers to George Herbert Walker Bush and George W. Bush as part of he calls it the Bush cabal.
Yes, indeed.
When you look at the facts, it's very difficult to avoid that potential reality. Vince Foster was very involved. Vince Foster was trying to help Lee at the time he was killed.
Ah.
And bear in mind, Vince Foster had just gone to Geneva to meet with Lee. Lee was supposed to meet with Vince Foster the morning Lee Wanta was arrested in Lausanne, Switzerland. And Vince Foster came back to the United States after receiving $250 million for the Children's Defense Fund at Hillary Clinton's request. And then 2 weeks later was found a victim of suicide, of course, in Marcy Park in Washington. And remember, if you think back to those days, remember, Deanna, that the Clintons wouldn't let anyone into Vince Foster's personal safe?
Exactly, yes.
Gee, you don't suppose that could be because there was $250 million sitting in there?
I bet, yeah. And of course, we've heard all kinds of other speculative stories about why he was killed, but I've never... nobody's ever connected it to Ambassador Wanta.
Right.
Amazing.
Well, there were rumors beyond this particular story as far as Vince Foster was.
Okay. Well, we'll pick this up on the other side. Be right back in about 4 minutes.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Our guest today is Marilyn Barnwall. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is marilynwrites.blogspot.com. And you may read the book for free at wantarevelations.com. All righty. We were talking about Vince Foster and some of the stories that were going around. And you said something about a children's defense fund. How did that... The $250 million that brought him back to the States.
Well, the Children's Defense Fund was, I don't know if it still is, I haven't kept up with it, but one of Hillary Clinton's favorite charities, and it's been rumored by various people with whom I've spoken that this was kind of her personal piggy bank. And Lee got directions directly from the White House to make the $250 million for the Children's Defense Fund available, and that's what Vince Foster was in Geneva scheduled to meet with Leo Wanta to get that money for the Children's Defense Fund, $250 million. But, you know, it might be helpful, Deanna, if we kind of go back to how did Leo want to get involved in all of this to
exactly
begin with? And it started in 1980 after President Reagan was elected, but before he was inaugurated, and William French Smith, who was to become the Attorney General under Ronald Reagan, contacted Lee Wanta. And Lee went to a meeting in California originally with William Casey, who was to be the Director of Central Intelligence under Ronald Reagan, the DCI, and he was there, and so was William Colby, who was the former Director of Central Intelligence. William French Smith, Lee Wanta, I believe General Vern Walters was there, and as the discussions grew, this was a secret presidential investigative committee. Ronald Reagan wanted recommendations on how he could best handle the problems coming out of the Soviet Union. And I mean, basically, they ended up saying Lee's concept of bringing down the Soviet ruble so that the Soviet Union would no longer be able to afford to pay for these domino wars, Korea and Vietnam and so on, and to promote communism around the world. That's how this all began. And out of those meetings, Leo Wanta became the leg man for the plan that was accepted by President Reagan to go into the Soviet Union and destabilize the ruble so that you know, we could bring an end to the domination of the pushing of communism around the world. Sorry, we have a falling barometer in western Colorado today, and I'm afraid I'm going to be coughing a little bit. But anyway, that's how it started, and it took some planning to do. This was not a small project. It was a huge project. And there were two things especially that had to be done before this Wanta plan could be implemented. And one of them was Executive Order 12333, which Ronald Reagan signed, which enabled intelligence operatives to establish Title 18, Section 6 corporations for the purpose of intelligence gathering. So that was done. I can't remember the date offhand, but I can find it in the book really quickly. But anyway.
Okay, so they were having this meeting, and then what did this executive order pertain to?
It basically pertained to enabling intelligence gathering.
Okay.
For corporations.
Okay.
And so Leo Wanta formed a company called New Republic in Vienna, Austria, and it was through New Republic that Operation Stillpoint, which is what the bringing down of the Soviet Union ruble was, Operation Stillpoint. I was just sitting here looking in the book, seeing if I was trying to find the date that 12333 was signed, and I can't do that.
Oh, that's okay.
But anyway, Leo Wanta became what President Reagan termed his favorite junkyard dog. And this goes back to a comment I made earlier that he was not an employee of the federal government. He reported directly to the President of the United States. And
now, what was their relationship before this point? Were they associated in any way? How did Reagan happen to choose Leo?
Well, that goes back to Senator Wiley. When Leo Wanta was 15, 16 years old, Lee has a stuttering problem. Had a stuttering problem. He's pretty much over it now, but Senator Wiley heard Lee giving a speech when he was a very young guy, teenager, at Junior Achievement, I believe it was. And anyway, Senator Wiley became Lee Wanta's sponsor. And Lee Wanta was reporting or was working for the FBI as not under contract, not under as an employee.
So he was an exceptional young man.
He worked in the he used to work for the John Birch Society and gathering trash. He would clean out trash, and he did all kinds of things for them. But every night on a bus, the trash would be in a green plastic bag, and he would meet an FBI agent on a bus on his way home and hand him the trash from the John Birch Society. Because
that's interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're talking the mid-1950s. Lee was born in 1940. So this would have been about 1955, 56, and he would hand over the trash from the Milwaukee office of the John Birch Society.
And that's her headquarters, isn't it?
That's right, it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's how he met. Well, Senator Wiley was the head of the, I believe it was the Armed Services Committee, or I can't remember offhand, but one of the several, actually, of the major committees in the United States Senate. And that's how Lee became introduced, if you will, to the world of intelligence operatives in the government. And that's, he was very involved in Wisconsin politics. He was part of the transition team, I believe, for the Reagan when he was elected, and so on. So that, he knew Vernon Walters. He knew a lot of people because of his affiliation with Senator Wiley.
Okay.
So that's how that happened. And plus, he had done a whole lot of things in addition, various assignments that he had been on. Lee Wanta was a currency expert, an investment expert. He was an engineer. He got his engineering degree from the Wisconsin Institute of Technology, I believe it was. But that's how this all started. And the second thing, in addition to... sorry, Dana.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Do you have some water handy?
Oh, I had thyroid surgery a couple of years ago. And ever since then, when the barometer dropped off, and that's just nothing I can do about it.
But I'm sorry.
Anyway, in addition to 12333, the other thing that had to happen was that Star Wars, they looked, Star Wars was really a planned way to get the Soviets to compete with us.
Right. I understand that the person that, I'll get back to it after the break. We'll be right back.
Love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win.
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Deanna, our guest today is Marilyn Barnwall. She is the author of Wanta, Black Swan, White Hat. Her website is MarilynWrites.blogspot.com and WantaRevelations.com. And as I mentioned before, Marilyn also writes with News with Views. And you can find all of her articles there at NewsWithViews.com. All righty. So how are you? Your cough is better?
Find the date. Reagan signed 12333 on December 4th, 1981.
Okay.
And that 12333 is known as Title 18, Section 6. And this authorized U.S. intelligence services to establish cadres of corporations owned by the U.S. government for intelligence purposes and allows, still today, by the way, allows agents to deny their intelligence community connections and so on. But the second thing they did was, that Reagan did, was initiate Star Wars. And Star Wars was highly controversial when it was introduced, and there was a lot of argument about it in Congress because of its cost. Well, the strategy behind this was that Reagan knew that if the United States went into a Star Wars technology, the Soviets would have to follow. They would have to in order to be viewed internationally as competitive.
So they did. And what that did was they already had severe monetary problems in the Soviet Union at that time. And it created a tipping point that made it possible for Leo Wanted to go into the Soviet Union and bring down the Soviet ruble, which then brought down the Iron Curtain. And we all owe him a debt of thanks for that. That the Cold War cost us about $5 trillion. So it ended the Cold War.
Okay. Of course, I think that was all kind of trumped up to begin with.
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, it was at the end of World War II, you have Russia or the Soviet Union and England and France and the United States. They're all allies. And then all of a sudden, the Soviet Union becomes an enemy. And then you have a drain on the American economy. And,
it was all planned. I totally agree with that part of it, with that statement. It was very planned, the whole thing.
Sure.
And this was Reagan's, Ronald Reagan was an exception. He's very much like Leo Wanta. Maybe that's what the two of them share in common. Reagan wasn't part of the planned political scene as every president for in my lifetime had been before him and certainly has been since him.
Absolutely. He was an anomaly.
He was an anomaly. Exactly right. And anyway, so that's how this all got set up, and that's how Lee Wanta got into. Ronald Reagan made Lee Wanta the trustor of a $150 billion grant, loan, whatever, from the Defense Department, and those were the funds that Lee took with him to his new corporation, New Republic in Vienna, and began to exchange different currencies for the ruble. And that's how the Soviet ruble was brought down. That $150 billion was repaid by Leo Wanta within 6 months. So the total cost to the United States Treasury was repaid. The $27.5 trillion fortune that Leo Wanta created came after the repayment of those funds.
Okay.
And the agreement was, Reagan had told, Lee Wanta had two objectives, basically, Deanna. One, he had promised Ronald Reagan that he would put aside funds to help bail the American economy out of debt because Reagan saw what was coming, and Lee Wanta agreed to do that. And of course, the other thing was that they would destabilize and bring down the economy of the Soviet Union, which Lee did. He also got the fortune created that Reagan asked him to do. And, of course, therein lies the rub, as Shakespeare might say. The money was then stolen, and Lee Wanta was thrown in prison. So that's where the modern-day story starts, isn't it?
Right. And so, of course, we want to know who stole the money, where it went to. You mentioned that Hillary Clinton had her own little private cash flow with the Children's Fund. And I think that probably they've been involved in a lot of such devious operations. I think that when the earthquake hit Haiti, that George H.W. Bush and Bill Clinton set up a fund. I think they had the website for it before it ever happened. And they set up a fund, and I don't know that anybody in Haiti ever got any of that money.
Well, In fact, I think that somebody did a review of that recently, and they're still trying to figure out where that money went. Interestingly,
exactly.
By the way, when the Haiti tragedy occurred, Lee Wanta offered to assume all of the debt for that if they would just pay him the money they owe him, the $4.5 trillion that they literally stole out of the bank that belonged to him. He has offered to pay for so many things, but, and this is the hard part of this story, is not jumping ahead. It's so tempting, and there are so many side roads, but if you get on them, you never get through the whole story. But anyway, so Lee brought the ruble down, and there are lots of interesting stories involving that about how he negotiated, he and his partner Howie, negotiated with the Russians when they got to a settlement bank. He was sending money out of, or rubles, out of the Soviet Union into Holland via Brinks, who put them in huge metal containers and took them into Holland, counted the rubles, packaged them, and sent them to a settlement bank in Singapore. And he and his partner, Howie, or I think it was Hong Kong, maybe. I can't remember. Singapore, Hong Kong. And the Russians met in a room with them about they had pegged the value of the Soviet ruble at $1.20. And at the time, they were talking about a settlement on, I believe, $70 billion that had been deposited. And the Soviets said, well, we can't give you $1.20. And, you know, Lee's reaction is, well, but you're the one who set the value at $1.20. And they said, well, we're not going to give you $1.20. We're going to give you $1.08. Well, Lee and Howie had exchanged the currency at an average cost to them of from 18 to 28 cents per ruble. And they're getting paid $1.08, and with which they huge profit, obviously. If you pay 18 cents for something and you're getting $1.08 for it, you're making a huge profit. People ask, well, where did that $27.5 trillion come from? Well, that's part of it, was right there. How the $150 billion that the Reagan gave to Lee, put Lee in charge of managing.
Okay. We are going to our top of the hour break. We will be back at 6 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned.
John Stepman.